Estevan. A three-vehicle incident that occurred last week north of Estevan has resulted in numerous charges against a Manitoba man. At approximately 11 p.m. on January 13, the Estevan RCMP says it responded to the report of a three-vehicle collision on Highway 47. According to the RCMP, initial investigation determined a vehicle was traveling southbound when an adult male passenger attempted to gain control of the vehicle, causing it to stop in the middle of the road. A second vehicle, with one lone occupant, collided with the first vehicle. The RCMP said the adult male passenger from the first vehicle, who was injured as a result of the collision, then assaulted and attempted to rob the driver of the second vehicle. The driver was treated at the hospital with injuries described as serious but non-life-threatening. The RCMP says the male suspect then armed himself with a shovel and made several attempts to stop and steal other passing vehicles. He climbed in the passenger window of one of the vehicles, which ended up in the ditch. Officers arrived on scene and told the man he was under arrest. The RCMP said man did not comply, rushed at one of the officers and attempted to pull their conducted energy device from their uniform. Another officer deployed their conducted energy device. According to the RCMP, the man continued to resist and attempted to assault the officers, but was arrested a short time later. He was taken to hospital for treatment of the injuries sustained in the collision. Highway 47 was closed for approximately 2 hours for initial response and investigation. As a result of continued investigation, 19-year-old Justice Gwillas from St. Marie, Man, is charged with 4 counts of assault with intent to steal, 3 counts of assault, 1 count of resisting arrest, 1 count of disarming a police officer, 2 counts of mischief under $5,000 and 1 count of failing to comply with a release order condition. All charges are under the criminal code. Gwillas appeared in Estevan Provincial Court on January 16. He was remanded into custody and is scheduled to make his next court appearance on January 23. None of the charges have been proven in court. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag crimecopscourt_skTODAY.